Okay, well, thanks for joining again to another episode of Talking Tech. And today, in my opinion, we have a very, very exciting episode because we have brand and business development, and with none other than the director of brand and business development, Mark Johnson. So without further ado, let's get into our conversation with Mark and find out everything that there is to need to know about inside of brand and business development, and in particular, what brand and business development are prepared to do for you, the chair community. So, hey, Mark.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
This is a lot of fun. These sessions have been great so far. And obviously an opportunity to interact and talk with you, and in particular, learn what you're responsible for. And I've been trying to use an approach with the leadership team members since the reset, you know, if you will, like kind of redesign some different things inside the company. And when I think about what we did with your shop and kind of how we changed some things and the excitement around what we refer to now as brand and business development, I'm really excited just to learn about how you think about it. And let's start with brand. What is this thing called brand?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, evolving from just being marketing and brand and looking at you can almost look at brand as being the storytellers behind the organization, developing the story that we want people to follow and understand when they think of tech. So that helps create our brand and create our brand presence, really. And then how do we get that story out into the marketplace in a stronger way than we ever have before? So going from just focusing exclusively on marketing, which is generating leads, really, and getting leads into the hands of the sales team, but to expanding that brand presence more than it ever has.
Yeah, and I guess we kind of referred to that as kind of marketing communications, I guess.
Yeah, right?
But your shop has been doing some incredible things in brand. I mean, I always think about brand and branding, right?
Yep.
You know, that brand, as you say, that, you know, telling the story and the result of telling that story is really your brand. Can you share it with the guys, the community? What's going on with all your efforts in branding, and why is it such a success?
Yeah, so many great things. I mean, the success is based on the team, fantastic team that's in place right now that's totally devoted to helping us expand and extend our brand. But some of the really cool things, Stephen gave me some good statistics the other day that for the first time ever, tech is now recognized in the top 10 in Google search under leadership development in Canada.
Wow.
So if you go on Google leadership development, in Canada, you're going to get tech in the top 10 search finds.
Wow.
And top 20 worldwide. So that's just how much they've done, how much the team has done work from a SEO, from a search engine optimization standpoint, to the articles and the insights that we're getting out in the market, from the advertising, all those types of things that are helping to get us now recognized in that top tier of Google really.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And so when I think about all the different elements of branding, all the different activities, I mean, obviously, you know, you mentioned search engine optimization, but I mean, you guys do an awful lot in terms of different, you know, platforms that you're on and things that we're doing, whether it be podcasts or what have you. I mean, can you elaborate on that? What are we doing?
So many different things, Todd. And it's hard to, we could take up well over half an hour talking about all the different things. And then
we don't have
them. I know we don't. But yeah, you're right, though. Everything from our webinars. So we do a webinar series. And one of the cool things, just to highlight the webinar series, I think right now, with the work that the research group is now doing and focusing on the PESTEL analysis that the research group does that gives us, good insights into what's affecting small businesses right now across Canada. Starting to work on getting a kind of the quarterly paper that Colton and team are going to start to put together, and then revamping that and putting it into a blog post, revamping that some more and getting a webinar going on the exact same topic, and then taking that into our social media. So really getting a string and more of a, not that we didn't have a strategic approach before, but more of a strategic approach along those topics. So that's just one piece. Like the blog posts that we've started to write have been phenomenal. We've hired a young writer that's helping us write on very important topics that are affecting businesses now. So tying that then into our webinars, of course. Our podcasts, we've always looked at our podcast as more of an awareness tool, I think, to help get the name of tech out there, show us as a thought leader in this space. And with Jamie Mason Cohen now responsible for hosting our podcast, it's just gone to a different level. He's got some absolutely phenomenal guests that have joined us. And the team now has developed two really cool media kit. So they're taking this media kit and giving it to the podcast guests to help us get even more brand awareness out of the podcast. So they'll now be able to share it with their social media contacts, post it on their website, do whatever they'd like with it to get their name out there as well as text.
So do you think about campaigns? I mean, when you think about all those different activities, I mean, you got so many things going on.
Yeah.
Okay, is there logic to it, or is it just shotgun? Do we just kind of blast away, or do you have some kind of format as the team's following?
Well, you know, certainly trying to target the markets where we're looking for. So when it comes to lead generation and in terms of different campaigns that are in the market, for sure, we target all the major centers across Canada and targeting specific messaging towards CEO, towards small business owners as well, and to get them to come in as leads. And then from the overall piece, from a strategic standpoint, again, really trying to tie back into what is affecting business leaders right now. So using that pestle analysis as a guide to help us with all of the different pieces that we publish now.
Yeah, cool. So obviously the result of all of that activity, if I was a chair,
yeah,
which, you know, once upon a time.
Once upon a time you were, yeah, yeah.
What would you share with me? Why is this important for me? Why is this important for our chair?
Geez, you know, so many different reasons, I think, Todd. I used to talk a lot about, and I still, when I talk to chairs, I talk about the air cover that the branding team provides.
Yeah.
So that's kind of that piece where tech has gone from the best kept secret in the leadership development space in Canada 5 or 6 years ago to now where we're starting to hear more and more that people have at least heard of tech before,
yeah,
and if not, have a great understanding of them. So that air cover for chairs when they go out and start having conversations with prospects, tech is a little bit more well-known. So that's kind of one of the pieces that I think the brand team brings is that air cover component. And then, of course, leads, which our sales team or our business development team then chases after and tries to convert into members and chairs for tech. And actually, so far this year, I think of the 70-odd members that we've signed with tech so far through the business development efforts, almost half of those have come from digital efforts. Yep. Resulting in leads.
Yeah, cool. And I want to talk more about business development in a minute, but
yeah,
before I leave brand, so what else can you share with us? I mean, because one thing is obviously supporting the chair community, which,
yeah,
you know, clearly there's lots going on there with the activity inside of brand and how that, you know, correlates into supporting chairs. What about the member? Like, what are we doing with members these days? I mean, obviously that's a big focus as we think about that authentically engaging, rewarding relationship and our theme for this year.
Yeah.
How does brand tie into the member experience?
Yeah, again, I think in so many ways, Todd, one of the clear ways is in the stuff that we produce. So we take a look at it, the SEAL Confidence Index, for instance. So working with the research team, getting the SEAL Confidence Index responded to by our members, but then also sharing that SEAL Confidence Index or that SEAL Confidence Survey ultimately with our members and encouraging our chairs to use that survey as discussion points within their group meetings.
Yep.
Obviously the Anderson Report as well. So the Anderson Report comes out on a monthly basis. The team works and has worked really well to brand that, worked with Dr. Anderson on the insights that are in there, and then getting that out into the marketplace. Now, I think I was actually just talking with Stephen. We had a one-to-one this morning, and how do we get those communicated in an even better way is going to be part of what our challenge is the next quarter.
Well, you do have the weekly, or no, it's not weekly, it's a weekly chair bulletin.
Correct,
Is it bi-weekly? Is it a number?
Bi-weekly member bulletin as well. Yeah. And yeah, thanks for the segue. We do a bi-weekly member bulletin. So the member bulletin too, we've got great response from that, though we do want to get it better. We've got an open rate of somewhere north of 20% in that, which is pretty decent actually for a newsletter. But we try to put all the different insights that we think our members would be interested in hearing about from a tech perspective. So again, the webinars, our podcasts, all of our blog posts, those types of things, and featuring member stories as well. So the team over the last couple of years has put together a library that's quite phenomenal, telling the stories of different members.
Yeah.
And we've gone at it, like, I'd encourage chairs that have an opportunity to read a few of these. We've gone at it not just from trying to promote tech, but also try to promote the member as well. So what's unique about their business and their journey, and then how has tech helped enable that?
Yeah, for sure. Very powerful. And obviously, as you say, encourage chairs to kind of dig in and have a look at that.
Yeah.
Okay, we mentioned earlier about business development. Obviously, the sales team. I'm not offended by using that phrase.
Neither am I.
All of the activity, whether that be, tell the guys, what are we doing business development side? I mean, there's two components, I guess, of activity that's going on inside of BD.
Yeah, exactly. So the BD team is focused on exactly two elements. One of them is helping find and recruit new members into tech, introducing those folks to chairs. And the other is trying to find new chairs to help us expand our community, to help take advantage of the market that we know is still available to us. So from the member side on the business development piece, That team is focused on leveraging some of the digital leads that come in, as well as doing their own hunting and recruiting to find good members.
Okay.
When they are able to qualify those member candidates, then they'll make an introduction to a chair. And strategically to chairs, we've been focusing on those chairs that are trying to get to 12 or more members, so stabilizing their groups, our new building chairs as well. And then when they introduce those members those member prospects to the chair, they're at such a point where those members are ready to sign within 60 days. The member recruitment team has done a great job of informing them of tech, making sure that there's a fit with tech, and then being able to get them introduced to a chair who then sees that there's a fit for them and for the group, and that member should be able to sign within 60 days.
So if I'm a chair, do I get one of these leads?
Depends on your need, I guess, Todd. If you've finished off your business development plan or your development plan for the year, as well as your empty chair exercise, that helps the team understand exactly what it is.
Okay, so I've got to do some homework, I guess, in order to support you and understanding, I guess what my needs are, what the empty chair exercise is, and then from there, then sales lead might be tied into that?
Exactly, yeah. So the team works closely with the CSA team as well, okay, who has a good understanding of exactly what chairs may be looking for, where the need might be. And based on that need, then I think they read on a biweekly basis now to determine where the need is greatest within the chair community. And then the sales team works with them to help fulfill those needs.
Well, one of our previous Talking Tech episodes was with Joey. And of course, she was referencing the importance of the relationship with the CSA. So you're talking about that connection between the CSA and of course, your sales team.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Decent success so far. How's this work?
Pretty good. I think we're a little bit behind target for the year. We were expecting to be closer to around 100 members halfway through the year, and we're sitting at around 78 members that the business development team has helped sign. So a little bit off target, but I think we're starting to do the right things. We're getting some good coaching, engaged with some of the member recruiters, helping them tell the story and helping them dig a little bit deeper so that, it, like I said, these member prospects that we're putting in front of chairs are really ready to sign. So
yeah, cool. And what, I know you mentioned, sometimes they get a lead that comes through, I guess, branding initiatives, right? So nice tie in to the brand group.
Yeah.
And some are from the chair or from their salespeople actually just initiating cold calls, I guess.
Correct. Yeah.
And so any split that you can share with the group?
It's roughly 50-50 now, which is really kind of cool. So from the efforts that the branding team has put in and the leads that are coming in, I think there's around 35 or 40 that have signed through those efforts, and then another 35 or 40 that have signed through the efforts of the recruiters themselves and their cold calling, reaching out through LinkedIn and other sources too.
Yeah. So then, of course, we got this other side, right?
Yep.
Which is about chair recruitment.
Right? You bet. So, yeah.
And obviously, I think back to when you and I began our journey. I mean, I've been just 7 years, and I think you've been around 6 years.
Beyond 6 years, and a half.
So, and we had this whole activity about building groups through brand new chairs. Tell me about that. What are we doing at chair recruitment?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We've been doing a lot of analysis, and this has been we know it's a key component to helping us expand our community and helping us expand the impact of tech is getting new chairs doing the work that all of our chairs have done so well over the last few years. That's one of our key growth initiatives. Last year, we recruited almost 45 new chairs, which was really exciting for us. And I'd still swear up and down that every man and woman that we brought on to do that work had the capabilities to do that work.
Yeah.
The challenge we're running into is we enhanced the Tech Canada Chair Training. We just did Tech Canada Chair Training 2.0 to get chairs even more capable of running meetings after they launch. But what we found is that we're not perhaps getting the people that are dedicated and willing to put in the hard effort and hours to do the work.
Yeah. Well, it is hard work. Our chairs would all know that.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we know that, particularly if we don't bring in good people, that they have an impact on our brand in the market.
Sure.
So we're focusing. And again, though, I think we brought in 85 to 90% of the folks that we brought in over the last couple of years could have been very good chairs, but they haven't had the tenacity or the entrepreneurial spirit, if you want to call it that, to really dig in and launch a group. So we're doing some real inward thinking, I guess, and looking to make sure that we can get that instilled or that kind of candidate brought in for us.
Yeah.
So I think there's some good things ahead for us as we continue to work that process. And the wonderful thing, and I think sometimes chairs might think that we're maybe oversaturating markets and those types of things. I've heard those comments before, Todd.
Okay.
But we take a really close look at what the market share statistics are that come from our research group.
Yep.
And we know that there's an awful lot of impact that tech can still have on so many different business leaders across the country. That's why I get jazzed about it, is because there's still lots of opportunity for us.
Yeah.
And in finding the right chairs to do this work, that's the key.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, well, it all comes down to obviously the expertise of the chair community. And as you point out, we really don't have a market that's saturated at all, right?
So none.
Yeah. The world's our oyster.
Exactly. I love talking about it that way too.
What's anything else that you'd share with the chair community as it relates to either the branding initiatives, things that maybe that we didn't cover off that you were thinking about in today's Talking Tech?
Yeah. So, you know, we're going about a couple of new initiatives out too. We've engaged a PR agency to help us leverage our CEO Confidence Survey as a tool potentially for SMEs across the country. So it's our first foray really into that side of the business to get some pickup and again, create that more air cover. We want to be able to, outside of all of our digital efforts, be able to leverage some other partnerships to be able to do that. So we've been trying to approach newspapers like the Globe and Mail. I guess you can't call it a newspaper really anymore, as it's a digital medium. But
Some paper kicking around.
So probably still some paper kicking around. I think I've used a couple of the Stark Riders in the past couple of years, but that's another story. Anyhow, so leveraging the expertise of a PR agency to try to help us get the story out there a little bit more. We're going to start again looking at different kinds of sponsorships or partnerships that we can arrange with other entities that are focused on our same market, how we can work with them to get the word about tech out even more. So just as a sneak peek, we've re-engaged a relationship with the Art of Leadership to be able to get discounted tickets in the hands of our members of chairs in exchange for our promotion of the Art of Leadership seminars, and then also their promotion of tech. So some things like that.
Well, there you have it, guys. A very, very exciting time for, I think, for Tech Canada, and in particular, branding and the brand initiatives that Mark has alluded to, and the whole business development activity that's going on throughout through tech, whether that's lead generation for all of you or bringing in brand new chairs to the community. I mean, there's so much work that is going on right now within Mark's shop, and he's just got a fabulous group of men and women surrounding him. So I'm very, very excited about what can materialize inside of the months and quarters to come as we continue to support the chair community and ultimately grow our organization. Some really exciting things that are going on inside of tech. I actually heard Mark mention our second version of training, TCCT 2.0. We just had it last week, as a matter of fact. I think it was 10 chairs with us. It was just an incredible session. Lots of great comments coming from the men and women that were involved with that session. That was an exciting initiative that you would have caught in the weekly chair bulletin, which, of course, is my go-to activity on Saturday morning. So really encourage you to go in there and have a look, and you'll see some of the initiatives that took place from that group. The latest blog, there's a blog coming out, Character Leadership. So, again, more things that you'll see in the weekly chair bulletin. That economic update, Mark was referring to with Dr. Peter Anderson, and, of course, I have the privilege of hosting that activity with Peter. That's coming up April 23rd, so registration is now open and available for that particular session, where we'll learn all about the economy and what's going on in Canada, and what our CEO Confidence Index, what all of our members are telling us about is going on inside of Canada, which I think is just another great initiative. We got Delta webinars coming up. Paul Hunt's got a session coming up, Skimpflation and Shrinkflation. That's exactly what came out of the weekly chair bulletin. So it caught my attention, probably catching yours too. Make sure you check out Paul's session, Bob Daddick's sessions on there. It's recorded. That was on a little while ago. Some great insights, great information that's floating all around. Advancing Leaders, we've launched that program. Information about that particular new initiative, which is replacing the Emerging Leaders program. That too is in the weekly chair bulletin. So much going on. Very, very exciting time at Tech Canada. And I can't wait till the next time we come together for Talking Tech. But until then, take care, guys. Have a great week, great day. See you later.
See you guys.